Guardian.
I've had a whole amazing voyage with pop music because I flatly rejected it the whole time I was growing up. I tried to listen to my brother's Beatles records, and they just sounded like shrieking kind of nonsense to me. And right through until I got to college, I had no interest in popular music. It was all rubbish. This is an attitude that people expect to find among classical music lovers, because it is relatively widespread, or at least it's not uncommon. Part of the problem that classical music has sort of socially right now is the sense that it's an art form that stands aloof and exhibits a disapproving, sneering attitude toward other musical genres, and it's something that people within classical music really seriously need to work on. I mean, there's so many fascinating connections between classical and popular music. You can use those connections to bring people into classical music as opposed to pushing them away. I'm so impressed with Radiohead and Björk and some other contemporary pop groups. They're sort of bringing so many interesting things together, I think, in terms of this, the sort of the popular tradition. You know, they command wide audiences, but also have this awareness of classical music and avant-garde traditions, as well as, you know, free jazz and sort of experimental kind of underground music. I think it's a really momentous achievement to have brought those things together in this very coherent and persuasive musical voice. I listen to them and approach them as I do composers. I mean, their careers, their work has the kind of, you know, individual voice and sort of evolving voice that I also associate with major composers. So it's interesting how there's a certain amount of confusion in my mind now about, you know, what is a composer
confusion
at the present
in your
time.
Mind, did you say?
I think. In terms of, you know, where do we draw the line? I mean, I know young composers who have bands who they sort of receive their sort of, you know, full musical training, but now they've basically become singer-songwriters.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.